State governments around the country are grappling with how to balance next year's budget as they try to maintain funding for core services like education and health care. They're having to make painful cuts to valued programs, including state arts councils. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
State legislatures that have recommended drastic cuts to their arts councils include California, Oregon, New Jersey, Arizona, and Florida. Last week in Colorado, Governor Bill Owen signed an appropriations bill that reduced the arts council's budget by almost 90%, from $900,000 to $100,000. As a result, several grant programs will be eliminated, including literature residencies and arts education programs. The arts council's staff will be reduced to 3, down from 8 last year. Fran Holden is director of the Colorado Arts Council.
That was quite a blow to the arts constituency all over the state, who sees the Colorado Council on the Arts and funding from us as really important and couldn't understand why the legislature, in a time of economic downfall, would actually cut a very small program that has had pretty significant impact on economic development.
At the same time, Holden says she's glad the Arts Council wasn't eliminated altogether, which would have happened had a state senator not stepped in at the last minute and proposed $100,000 for the council.
Now, in order to do that, because the legislation had already been proposed, the senator then had to draw down funds from another area. In this particular case, he chose to eliminate $100,000 from a prison's library fund.
In another bill, legislators were able to provide another $100,000, bringing the Arts Council's total budget to $200,000. Colorado and other states that might significantly reduce their arts budgets also risk losing federal money from the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts. By law, 40% of the NEA's budget is earmarked for the states. But to receive the money, states must have a dedicated arts council and be able to match those funds. In Missouri, where the state has recommended zero funding, the Arts Council is worried about qualifying for money from the NEA. Nori Boyd is director of the Missouri Arts Council.
The endowment was set up not to supplant state support, but to complement state support. And that's exactly the argument we have been giving to the legislators in our state capital, but there is no money there to come forth to us.
Boyd says grants to large organizations like the St. Louis Symphony and the Nelson Atkins Art Museum will be substantially reduced, and several grants to smaller groups around the state will be eliminated. Both Boyd and Holden say the threat of zero funding was in some ways a wake-up call that forced arts groups in their states to work together to become more effective advocates. That's a lesson the Louisiana State Arts Council learned in 1993, when the legislature reduced its resources to just one staff person. Jonathan Katz is CEO of the National Assembly of State Arts Councils.
That severe cut was the best thing that could happen to them, to position themselves to be an articulate constituency for the future and to really say, here are the public benefits, here's what the state gets for its arts dollar, and for the legislator to take a really good look and make an informed decision.
The following year, the budget for the Louisiana State Arts Council was increased to $4.2 million, and Louisiana is one of at least 6 states that might increase their arts budgets for next year. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.